You're with SBS Radio.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Michael Moran para sa analysis at mga naging kaganapan para sa World Cup kagabi at nitong umaga. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Michael.
Yes, magandang umaga. Good morning. Anneli, how are you?
Good, thanks. At alam ko, medyo payat ka.
Medyo. But it was worth it.
Yes. Unahin natin, laro ng Egypt and Uruguay.
Okay. So the first match was Uruguay versus Egypt. In the first half, first of all, the star of Egypt, there was a lot of speculation whether he'll play or not, si Mo Salah. No? So he didn't play. Apparently, his shoulder is still injured from the when he played the Champions League with Real Madrid against Liverpool. So he got injured there, and there was speculation. So he didn't play. But Egypt had in the early part they had the better of the match. Although the first real attempt came from Uruguay from Cavalli, who is one of the potent scorers of Uruguay.
Mm-mm.
So Uruguay was very pedestrian the way they played. So it wasn't inventive. You know, that's the way they really play. So marami nagwi-whistle sa crowd. Obviously, they were not satisfied or happy with the way Uruguay was playing. Whereas Egypt was more attractive. They were finding space at more industrious. So, but Uruguay had two set pieces, yung mga free kicks, tawag na set piece. And they were the ones who were more dangerous, even though Egypt was playing a more attractive football. So in the around the 23rd minute, Luis Suarez, who's also one of the stars of Uruguay and plays for Barcelona, he had dangerous attempt, which almost went in. It just hit the side net. So even from a certain angle, it looked like it was actually going in. So at the end of the first half, Egypt was definitely more impressive. So second half, Egypt started more impressive with more combinations. They were more urgent. And Uruguay made the first substitution, 60 minutes. They took some of the youngsters out because they were experimenting with the younger team and put in some veterans, slightly older, but they've had World Cup experience.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Suarez had the best chance in the 72nd minute, but Egypt's goalkeeper had a very good game. Defending nila. At the end of the day, it was also a free kick or a set piece which undid Egypt. So towards the end, Uruguay was able to score through a header and they won the match 1-0. So Uruguay started putting pressure on Egypt. They broke them down and the Egyptians were starting to hang back. So, and they also made some substitutions, which probably also upset their momentum.
Mm.
So it was a good header from a set piece. So the first game went to Uruguay 1-0. All in all, not a very attractive match, but nevertheless, there was some good football played there.
Yung dalawang misses ng Egypt, do you think it's just bad luck na hindi pumasok?
If they had if they had Salah playing, they probably the chances of putting it in would be better.
Mm.
Because I don't think Egypt had a good scoring record, and that's what Mo Salah brings to the team. He is definitely a potent scorer.
Mm. So it was a loss for Egypt then.
Yes.
Yes. Second game, Morocco versus Iran. It's 1-0 also, isn't it?
That's correct.
Mm-mm.
So The second game was slightly more attractive. Both teams play quite high tempo football. So, in other words, it was attractive. So Iran always took the more unsettled side. Morocco was playing very attractive football. In the first 10 minutes, they had about 80% of the possession. So they had slick passing, they're a more coordinated side, and more entertaining. So the match was actually more entertaining. There was more end-to-end football being played. So as the match wore on, Iran grew more confident. So in the 43rd minute, Iran had a better chance. So again, it was foiled by good goalkeeping from yung goalkeeper ng Morocco.
Mm-mm.
So they toward the end of the match, the pressure, Morocco started putting pressure on Iran, and eventually, very near the end, they actually scored one of the goals by putting pressure on the Iranian the Moroccan defense. So Iran actually put pressure, and the goal was an own goal by one of the Moroccan forwards. Fullbacks. So medyo masama ang loob ng Morocco, because they had an own goal which enabled Iran to come out on top 1-0.
Dapat sa kanila yun, ano?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I would have thought maybe slightly more advantageous to Morocco. And maybe the match overall was slightly more entertaining than the first one. But still, it was a 1-0 result. And there were many attempts, there was only one goal, and it was an own goal. But.
And it's very upsetting because it's their first World Cup match for 20 years.
Correct.
Yeah,
especially, but it's the first match, so sometimes it's difficult to say from the first match, but both teams, it was slightly more attractive. They play more attractive football, and the good thing about Iran was they defended well, and they never gave up until the final whistle.
Mm.
So that puts them with 3 points to their favor.
Yes. At ang exciting at siguro talagang nagtatalon ang mga nanood nito.
Oh, yes.
Naalala ko sa pre-game analysis mo, sinabi mo na ang dalawang ito ang dark horse sa World Cup. Ang
yes.
Portugal and Spain, nagtabla.
Yes. I think it was one of the most exciting, interesting matches that I've seen in a long time, probably. In my career, it's really been one of those most attractive. You didn't want the game to end.
Yeah,
first, 45 minutes went so fast; it went by so quickly. So both of them had some controversies before the match. The Spanish with the coach, and with Portugal, it was one of the club teams had some problem which affected some of their players. So both of them. They had their own controversies, which everyone was talking about before the match started. But once the match started, they let the football do the talking.
Yeah.
So, talagang ano. So, in the first 12 minutes, Ronaldo had one of his moves into the penalty area when he has that sudden burst of speed. And it was a clumsy tackle, but it was definitely a penalty by the right fullback, Nacho. His name's Nacho. So showing that Ronaldo still had speed and that he was really up for the match. Also another sign was that while Spain has a very attractive, they had more of the possession. Portugal was showing that they're very dangerous. It's a counter attack. Mabilis sila. So anyway, he scored the penalty. It was very entertaining. SBS actually showed this match live, and they have a commentator. He's they're using Martin Tyler, who's been a commentator for almost, I think, more than 30 years, as far as I can know. And he is the best commentator in football up to today. So that made the match even more
exciting at talagang kaabang-abang.
Yeah, he's an expert commentary. And so, you know, the first 45 was very, very attractive, very entertaining. Spain started exerting their superiority, dominating ball possession from the 25th minute. They seem to be much better prepared than they were in 2014. So coach or no coach, I think the coach that replaced the one who was Lopetegui, I think, was Hierra, and the players just played very well. So, yeah, so, and then Portugal had against the run of play, had the more outstanding first half. So, but Spain had a very good set piece, and Diego Costa, their forward, who also is a very good and strong forward, he had two goals in the first game. So the first half ended in favor of Portugal. They were ahead 2-1 when they went into the half. Costa scored a goal for Spain, which was a very good goal. And Ronaldo, he scored the second goal for Portugal, which was really a goalkeeper's mistake.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, and this goalkeeper, si De Gea, is one of the best goalkeepers in the
world. Nabitawan niya yung bola, tama?
That's right.
Mm-mm.
That's right. So he dropped it. De Gea has a history of, one of the best goalkeepers. He plays for Manchester United. But it happens, unfortunately. Ganun yung game, you know, that again, goalkeepers, they just have to take it.
Yes.
So, but when the second half started, Spain again had a Spain very good also in set pieces, in free kicks. So they had a very good set piece. It looked very ingenious the way they passed the ball around, and Costa scored his second goal, so it was 2-2. And
that's at 55 minute of the game.
Yes, yep. Around the 55th minute was they scored the second goal. So that's why we really love this game. And then in one of Spain's counterattacks, it was up to that point what we would call the goal of the match was a kick that sort of rebounded after an attack by Spain into the right fullback, si Nacho, the one who committed the penalty, and he scored a brilliant kick from about 35 yards out.
Layo.
Which just flew through the net. So up at that point, that was so far the goal of the game. So, and the score was now 3-2 in favor of Spain. The last 25 minutes, Spain always looked more likely to score. They probably started dominating the game, and you could see the Portuguese, even Ronaldo himself, who had, up to that point of time, had a very good game, medio frustrated. He was medio looking frustrated now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so the Spanish had such good possession of the ball, which is what they do very, very well. The Portuguese were getting tired because they're chasing nila yung Spaniards,
and they have to guard their score, isn't it?
Yeah, they have to, and they Spain have are experts at possession football. They invented that kind of play, and they are experts at it. And the Portuguese, they were behind. They're behind 3-2, so they were chasing. They needed to get the ball back.
Mm.
So a few minutes from the end of time, Spain made a crucial mistake when they brought down Ronaldo, committed a foul just outside the penalty area.
Yeah,
a few minutes before the end of the game. And of course, those free kicks are Ronaldo's specialty. So he stood up. He knew, everyone in the whole world who watches football knew that Ronaldo was going to take that free kick.
Mm-mm.
And the look of focus and concentration on his face, you're asking yourself, kaya ba niya o hindi? Will he do it? Will he make it or not? But
it was his chance.
It was his chance. Yeah. And he, up to that point, he already had two goals to his credit. Before that, Ronaldo had never scored in all the times that he's played against Spain. So in this match, he already had two goals.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So this third one, the free kick, it was just one of those perfect free kicks that soared into the corner of the net. The defense tried to, the fullbacks tried to jump, but it was over their head into the net and just past De Gea. So 3-0. And amazing. You just didn't want the game to end.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so, Ronaldo could be, we can say that he's the player of the game. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Player of the game, and that up to sayang kasi maganda rin yung goal ni Nacho, but nothing can beat that that free kick. And if there's a replay, if there's a replay tonight, I would suggest that those who want to know about football or want to find out why it's called the World Game and why so many people love the game, this is the game to watch.
At syempre, sa pagkapanalo ng Portugal, masasabi natin na kaabang-abang sila sa mga susunod nilang laro?
Yes, both of them, I think. And also the World Cup itself.
Mm-mm.
You know, this is why the World Cup is so attractive. Okay, while the first two games were not as attractive, it progressively gets more and more attractive. You had 6 goals in total sa game nito, no? And then the first game with Russia, you already had 5.
Mm-mm.
So that's going to put up the goal average, per game of this whole competition.
At bukas, Michael, ang maglalaro ay Costa Rica versus Serbia,
yes,
at Peru versus Denmark, at Croatia at Nigeria.
Yeah, and then tonight is the big one, France against Australia.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
So, anong prediction mo dyan?
Well, I think that France, there was a comment by one of the better players ng France, si Griezmann. He's one of the young midfielders, si Griezmann, and something to the effect that he never heard of or he didn't know any of the Australian players. So medyo that, of course, the Australians, well, you know, who's this guy? He never heard of us, right? Anything. So I'm hoping, but I think it is possible that the Socceroos will give France a scare. I think they'll give them a run for their money tonight.
Gugulatin sila.
Yes.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Michael. At syempre, bukas makakasama natin si Elmer para sa kanyang analysis naman ng laro mamayang gabi at syempre bukas ang umaga. Maraming salamat sa iyo at sa susunod na komentaryo mo ulit.
Yes, no problem. Walang anuman, and enjoy the World Cup.
Thank you very much, Michael. Have a good one.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
sbs.com.au